speaking out on social media. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Following the recent FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago estate.
On his Truth social media platform, Mr. Trump had this to say. Quote, number one, it was all declassified. Number two, they didn't need to seize anything. They could have had it any time they wanted without playing politics and breaking into Mar-a-Lago. It was in secured storage with an additional lock put on as their request. And we're hearing that supporters of Mr. Trump will show their support and rally for the former president across from his home here at Mar-a-Lago.
Fox's Charles Watson. Meanwhile, famed novelist Salman Rushdie remains in the hospital after being stabbed.
Salman Rushdie, the famed novelist, is on a ventilator right now in the trauma center. His agent says that he's likely to lose an eye. The nerves in his arm have been severed and his liver has been stabbed and damaged. The 75-year-old award-winning author has been the subject of death threats since 1988 when he published the book The Satanic Verses. He was banned from Iran and a more than $3 million bounty was put on his head after then Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini issued a fatwa or death edict against him. And yesterday, just before 11 a.m., Rushdie was attacked while on stage as he was beginning a lecture.
Fox's Brian Yunis. And the Russian invasion of Ukraine has almost reached the six-month mark.
Russian forces continuing to advance in the east, now announcing that they have overtaken the town of Petsky in the Donbass region. Ukraine, however, is delivering its own counteroffensive by destroying two primary bridges over the river near Kherson, routes which were used to resupply Russian military equipment. That's according to the UK Ministry of Defense. But for right now, Russian troops are restocking their supplies by using pontoon boats to cross that river.
Fox's Alex Hogan. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal court ruling could set a precedent for cases of sexual assault involving members of the military.
A federal appeals court rules military sexual assault survivors have the right to sue. That means retired Army Colonel Catherine Splett-Stoser can proceed with her 2019 lawsuit, claiming now retired Air Force General John Hyten sexually assaulted her. Government attorneys tried to get the case dismissed based on a Supreme Court ruling called the Ferris Doctrine. It prohibits troops from suing for injury sustained during service. But the appeals court ruled Ferris does not apply to sexual assault because such assault could not conceivably serve any military purpose. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And Arizona Democratic Senator Kristen Sinema is facing some backlash after an AP review of campaign finance disclosures shows she received nearly $1 million in campaign contributions over the past year from private equity professionals, hedge fund managers, and venture capitalists whose interests she has staunchly defended in Congress. Sinema says the contributions did not influence her thinking, but it comes after Sinema prevented her party's goal from raising taxes on those investors. Meanwhile, he's been highly criticized for staying away from the campaign trail, but now it looks like Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman is back.
Republican candidate Mehmet Oz has been needling his Democratic opponent, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, for much of the summer, questioning why he hasn't been campaigning in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate race. Fetterman suffered a stroke 3 months ago, but he finally appeared at a rally last night in Erie and took a poke back at Oz.
He's a New Jersey resident. He doesn't live here.
Fetterman had to get a pacemaker, but he still has some mild speech and hearing issues because of the stroke. The Pennsylvania race scene is crucial because it may determine which party has control of the Senate.
Fox's Jill Nadeau, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.